This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At the UN General Assembly in New York, U.S. President Joe Biden sought to convince world leaders that his vision of American leadership and multilateral approach to foreign policy will solve the world's pressing problems. And again, denounce Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine.
Record-breaking heat waves in the United States and China. Wildfires ravaging North America and Southern Europe. A fifth year of drought in the Horn of Africa. Tragic, tragic flooding in Libya. My heart goes out to the people of Libya that's killed thousands of people. Together, these snapshots tell an urgent story of what awaits us if we fail to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and begin to climate-proof the world.
Activists say more needs to be done as thousands of them march outside, demanding that the Biden administration end new fossil fuel projects. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, New York.
Hundreds of Libyans gathered outside the Grand Mosque in the devastated city of Derna, protesting against the response by authorities to the destruction that ensued after flash floods hit the city.
A resident read out a list of demands following disastrous flooding in the coastal city of Derna, which killed thousands. The man called on authorities to expedite their investigation into last week's disaster and for those in charge of city infrastructure to be arrested. There have also been calls for the UN to set up an office in Derna for urgent reconstruction of the city and compensation for those affected by the flood. Two dams collapsed during Mediterranean Storm Daniel, sending a wall of water gushing through the eastern city of Derna on September 11th. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday urged the White House to step up delivery of nearly $19 billion in military sales to Taiwan, citing fears that China will invade the island. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Congressman Adam Smith is the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee.
There's territory in Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, India, I think someone told me even Russia, that China claims that should be part of theirs. If they can bully their way into Taiwan, it is not the last place that they're going to try to bully their way into.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning responded to the exercises.
We have a clear and consistent position on the South China Sea.
U.S. lawmakers express concern that the U.S. has not yet delivered on nearly $19 billion in military sales commitments to Taiwan.
U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday again urging the White House to step up the delivery. An Israeli military raid has killed three people in the West Bank, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank late Tuesday, killing three people and wounding some 30 others. That's according to Palestinian health officials. A fourth Palestinian was killed by Israeli fire in separate unrest in the Gaza Strip. The bloodshed in Jenin was the latest in a deadly wave of fighting in the West Bank, where the Israeli military has stepped up its activities over the past year and a half. The Israeli army gave few details about the operation in the camp, a stronghold of Palestinian militants, where the army often carries out deadly raids. I'm Norman Hall.
Saudi Arabia praised the positive results of negotiations with Yemen's Houthi rebels after they visited the kingdom for peace talks. However, Riyadh on Wednesday released few details of the negotiations to end the war tearing at the Arab world's poorest nation. The 5 days of talks represented the highest level public negotiations with the Houthis in the kingdom. They come as Saudi Arabia tries a renewed bid to end the year's coalition war it launched on Yemen. That conflict has become meshed in a wider regional proxy war the kingdom faced against its longtime rival, Iran, with which it has now reached earlier this year. Colombia's government and one of the nation's last remaining rebel groups have announced that they will start peace talks next month. Two sides also will enter a 10-month ceasefire that's expected to decrease violence against civilians. The agreement between the Colombian government and the rebel group known as FARC-EMC is part of President Gustavo Petro's total peace strategy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.